Hello,
my name is Cassandra, returning your call from customer support. How can I help you?
Yes, I called last month and I had canceled it because they had charged me $119.85 twice, and I did not know it was a trial thing, so they canceled it. And they gave me 60 back, but they never gave me the other 60 back for the $119.85 because they were going to refund me half. And today they are taking money out of my account for the $119.85, and I canceled it last month because I did not know that it was a trial thing.
Okay. Okay, just give me a moment, ma'am.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay, my system is going a little slow. I apologize for that. Okay, can I have your zip code, please?
32112.
Okay, can I have your name?
Gail Rotrammel.
Okay. Okay, Gail, can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
506 Grand Rondo East, Crescent City, Florida, 32112.
Okay, ma'am. So, what month you said you called in to cancel something?
I called at the beginning of November and canceled it because I did not know that it was a trial thing. You know, after so many days, they would take it out of your account. So they charged me $119.85 for the cream and for the eye stuff. And I had called and canceled. And they canceled it and said they would send me a refund of half of the money, but they sent me 60, but they didn't send me the other 60. And today they're charging me $119.85 again.
Yeah, I do see.
I gotta take this. I'll be right back.
Let me see something. I can use or compete against any non-gadget products. Okay. Let me see. I think this charge probably came out the same day that you called. Hold on. Yes, I do see on the account where you called in. But I think you did refund it. They refunded you now for that on the 10th. They refunded you half, like they stayed in the account. You couldn't get the full amount back. So they did refunded you half for that.
Right.
Okay.
But they didn't refund me the other half of the $119.85 that they took out also. And they're charging me again today.
No, I don't understand. PT3. I mean, that's supposed to be in council, so I don't understand why is they still charging here.
I don't know, because it was for the eye cream or the eye serum, whatever, and then the face cream or whatever. So there was two separate charges. And I only got refunded for one of the charges, and they're charging me for the one of them today.
slash ultrasonic. Let me see. Did he? I'm just make sure. First of all, I had to go over to make sure he canceled you. Okay, he canceled that out on the 10th. Okay, I see what happened. Them two different products. Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Yes, it's two different products. He canceled you for one, but he didn't cancel the other one.
Yeah, he was supposed to cancel both, and I was supposed to get refunded for both, and then they're charging me today.
Let me go and cancel and see something. I don't know why. Just give me a moment, man. I'm sorry, it's a lengthy process.
All right.
I'm just trying to. Oh, it won't let me refund it. Are you disputing the charge for today? Was your bank disputing that charge?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, it won't let me refund it. Oh, sorry.
Well, it's still pending.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it hadn't been charged then. I can't. Well, the account has been canceled. Well, I assure you it's been canceled this time. I don't know what happened the last time. But, it has been canceled. Do you have anything to write down for your cancellation hour?
Hold on. Okay.
It's Season Charlie.
Okay.
663.
53?
663.
Oh, sorry. 63.
481.
481.
874.
Okay.
And I thank you, Gail, for calling. I thank you for calling customer support, and you have a nice day.
So am I going to get refunded for that?
Right now, ma'am, it hasn't settled because it's still pending, so it should go back.
Okay. What about the other 60 from before?
Oh, no, no.
No?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.